So, this is a little bit of a confession. I have been a naughty, naughty girl, but I like it a lot. So, let me take you back to where it all began. I started to go to this pub, and I wasn't drunk, I was a little tipsy, and I was outside, everybody had gone home, apart from this one guy. And this one guy I've known for about 15 years, and I was sat in the smoking shower with him. He was smoking, I was just trying to keep warm. And like a gentleman, he gave me his jacket and he said, until your taxi comes, you can wear it. And then he had a text from his wife that said, where are you? So he said to me, I best get going. And I said, you best have your jacket back. So as he leant in to help me take the jacket off, he gave me a kiss, and the kiss turned into a full-on snog. And then his hands grabbed hold of my ass, and before you know it, we were really, really snogging each other's faces off. And I didn't care if anybody saw. I didn't care that he was married. And I didn't care that he was 20 years older than me. It all was such a thrill. And I couldn't wait to see him again. So after that very, very nice moment, he did go on home, and I couldn't wait to go to the pub again. And I knew that he went there regularly, so I left it a day or two and I went back. And I sat in the bar next to him, looking into his blue eyes, flirting like fuck. And do you know what happened? He came and sat next to me, of course. And he put his hand on my leg. Luckily, nobody's seen. Or at least I don't think they've seen. And that hand on my leg slid all the way up in between my legs. And his fingers just tickled my clit on the outside of my knickers, of course. And I just said, stop it. As we were sat at a bar, it was crowded. The bar people were busy. I did love it. There's no denying it. But we couldn't do it there. So I caught hold of his phone. I put my number in it. And I'm actually thinking, what did I put it under? I think he worked for a garage, and I think I put it under spare tyres. Yes. I had a blank moment then. And I said, nobody will suspect anything, will they? No, he said. So I left the bar about an hour later, and as I was walking home, I had a text, and it said, I'll meet you later. Meet me at the second field near your house. So I walked there very very nervous, but so excited and so horny. I actually decided that I would be a very naughty, naughty girl again and wear no knickers, because I wanted him to touch inside of my knickers, and the only way that he could get to it instantly was to wear them, of course. So we went down to the bottom of the field where there was a lot of bushes, and climbed across like we were teenagers again. And we were sneaking about, and I loved it. I loved that he was someone else's. I loved that he was older. I loved that he was giving his attention all to me. And I loved what was just about to happen. He grabbed hold of my waist. He passionately kissed me. He put his hands up my dress. He looked at me and asked me, "Can I touch?" "Of course," I said. "It's yours." So I let his fingers wander, and then I said to him, "I don't want to be selfish. I want to help you too." So I unzipped his jeans. I just wriggled in his boxers, and I pulled out his cock. It looked so amazing that I felt that I had to pay it a little bit closer attention. So I got down on my knees and I gave him the most perfect, as he described, blowjob. I teased the end of his helmet. I wrecked my tongue all the way down to the base, all the way back up, and down at the other side. And then, inch by inch, I let him feed his cock into my mouth. And then I just let him grab hold of the back of my head and just face fuck me. And I kept on saying to him with a very muffled voice, "Faster, faster, faster." And he came in my mouth. It dribbled down my chin. And then we had a ruffle. And we had to leave. So I zipped up his jeans. I wiped the spunk off of my chin. And we casually walked out the field. And that's just where it begins. So, if you enjoyed that part, I'll tell you a little bit more again soon.